Hallelujah. Morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the motivation again this morning, Lord, to turn away from the wrong things, from the deception, from the devil that's come to lie, steal, kill, and destroy by blinding the hearts and minds of people. Thank you, Lord, that we can wake up to true repentance as you, the precious words you gave to Paul, one that was caught up in the wrong things. You said, turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, so that he can receive forgiveness of sins. And thank you, Lord, we know forgiveness is your words where you'll lift it up, you'll take it away as far as the east is from the west, so that we may receive an inheritance among those who are sanctified. Thank you for the example of those beautiful prophets of old that walked with you in Hebrews 11. And receive the reward. Specifically, we think of Enoch that walked with you. And thank you, Lord. We desire that. That's our desire, Lord. And we think of Samuel, once he heard you, that you introduced yourself to him, not one of his words fell to the ground. So thank you, Lord, that we can embrace your word, Father God, that we can also partake of the inheritance that you have laid out for our lives, Lord. Thank you. You made us for yourself, and you made us to walk with you, and you made us to hear from you, and you made us to experience you in a time such as this, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious saints. First, we see here in our readings this morning, he's talking to the Jews. And that's the Jewish nation and the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And he tells them to turn away from darkness, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. And we know the story. Praise God for those that heard that he called out the disciples and those that were touched by him, like Nicodemus. And whoever draws close to him, he's there to meet them. And it's just sad, you know, that the Jews had all the covenants. They had these things pointing to the Lord, pointing out the beauty. But then when you turn away from the living God, you lose everything. Because if you're not looking to the Lord, or walking, drawing close to the Lord, Satan is there. Amen. It's just two powers. Kingdom of darkness, Satan and his kingdom of darkness, and Jesus and his kingdom of light. So that's a sad thing. And the scriptures say, you know, they don't enter the kingdom and they hinder others from entering the kingdom as well. So that's a picture of the Jews. You see it also in Matthew 22. They were invited, but they didn't want to come. And then the Lord was angry with them. And that's what has happened. And the present day Jews, they've gone and they've written a book. It's not the Torah. Torah is excellent. It's the first five books of the Bible. It's the Talmud. But that book is so anti-Christ. And that is what's keeping the Jews bondage at the time. They're following false gods. They're following deception. And it's so anti-Christ. And that's it. But now, get to us. We've got the wonderful story of a Jew, a zealous, deceived Jew. Paul got knocked off his horse, and then the words that the Lord said to him, turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, that you may receive forgiveness, lifting up and removing of your sins, and a place with those God has made his own. So that's the reality, guys. That's where we want to be. And the only way you can be there is you surrender to Jesus and you're drawing close to him on a daily basis. And then he can write his laws on your heart and on your mind, and he can light the fire, the beautiful picture of the life of faith of the Lord lighting the fire is in Isaiah 50 from 4 to 11. And that's morning by morning as we are doing today, drawing close so that we can hear. And then we don't just hear, we got to stay in it. We got to keep our faith as it gets tested in the day. And then he says that we will bear fruits. He will back us up. He'll be with us. But then right at the end, he says, you see, you either with him and for him and staying in tune, or you haven't let the Lord light the fire. And if you haven't let the Lord light the fire, the last verse says, you will lie down in torment. And this is all in confirmation to John 15. It confirms a wonderful chapter there. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will desire, you will ask, and it will be given to you. But then he points out the bad side as well. For all the Jews that's rejected Jesus, and then also for those that have rejected Jesus, either because of lack of knowledge or too clever or not being wise. And it says, if my words don't abide in you, you will be cast out, picked up, and thrown into the fire. So stay in tune, guys. God is for you. He loves you. He's got a plan for you day by day, every hour, every minute. Walk conscious of him. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.